Hi, everybody. It's time for your Multi-Men USA Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, all 50 Republican U.S. senators have asked the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to suspend new rulemaking on definitions of waters of the U.S. pending the outcome of a Clean Water Act case currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. And ranchers like the NCBA's Vice President Mark Isley out of Wyoming say that's why WOTUS remains one of their top priorities.
The waters of the U.S. is a real disappointment. The navigable waters protection piece was really great. It really answered and addressed that. It gave producers some certainty. And what ends up happening, they want to change it, go back to the something from decades ago. We have to get a handle on that because we've got to protect our water, especially in the West, where it's so scarce and so precious.
Now, last month, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a wetlands case for the second time in 9 years involving Idaho couple Michael and Chantel Sackett. The court granted a new hearing in the Sackett's longstanding battle with EPA to decide whether the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals followed the proper tests for determining whether wetlands are waters of the U.S. under the Clean Water Act. Cattle producers, Multi-Men 90 supports cattle health and reproduction. So talk to your veterinarian or visit multimenusa.com.